Kesha with a dollar sign, always a classic.
Now, I always thought to her, when I was hadn't heard that written out, said out loud, I assumed her name was Kachinga, like the sound of a cash register. Kachinga! Hello and welcome to Worst Foot Forward, where we celebrate the best of the worst. Each week, I, my co-host and our guest propose our candidates for the title of the world's worst something. And let me introduce the band. On lead vocals today, it's myself, Barry McStay. I've been cultivating my bad boy image, snorting lines of sherbet dib dabs and popping vitamin C tabs, pursuing on-again, off-again relationships with a series of light switches, and throwing TV guides into swimming pools. And on lead guitar, bass guitar, drums, cello, tuba, organ, glockenspiel, spoons and didgeridoo is my co-host. Indeed, when you hear the words one-man band, you can be sure that the ban is probably for life and the one man is definitely Ben Vandervelde.
Oh, that's lovely. And the thing is a one-man band isn't just for Christmas. It is for life.
You're a bit of a musician, aren't you?
I am a bit of a musician.
What do you play?
I can play the piano and guitar moderately well. Mm-hmm. The bass guitar, so long as no one's really looking. And the
discreet bass guitar. Coquettish, even.
And the banjo 7 years ago.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah.
When I used to work at a cocktail bar, I had an accident at work and then sued
fighting off 100 lawyers.
Yes, I sued the company, got a couple of £1,000, and nice. With it, I bought a banjo. Mostly just
because everyone knows that all the girls love the banjo player.
That was the original draft of Lisa's milkshake. My banjo brings all the girls to the yard and my role is better than theirs. I went strangely Shakespearean there.
It's a sleepy Sunday afternoon when we're recording this. I'm wondering how well our mouths will work over the next hour or so.
I've eaten a lot of claggy cookie. It's humid. I've had
eating
limited
claggy
sleep.
Cookie.
Yes.
It's a worrying phrase.
Let's not.
He's been eating some claggy cookie recently, if you know what I mean.
Oh, there is no need to take that down the euphemistic back alleys.
I just played piano. I did up to like grade 5. I never. Yeah. All I ever wanted to do was be able to play something by listening to it, and I didn't see how scales would help me do that. Looking back at it now, there probably was a point to it all.
There absolutely was. I would really have liked to have played a wind instrument, because I think they're the most beautiful instruments, but as a tiny Jewish asthmatic, that was not allowed. Although kind of like Crumple Lung Vandervelde would be a great blues name, wouldn't it?
I wanted to be able to play cello. I'd always thought cello really cool.
Yeah,
which double bass would just look... I'm not big enough to pull off a double bass.
No, not at all.
And violin, clearly, like, I didn't feel myself as a budding virtuoso, so, yeah, I had to settle for somewhere in the middle.
When I was 8, our music teacher went round my primary school and literally pointed at us and naming an instrument, apparently on a whim.
That you most looked like?
No! That we should play... Well, I don't know whether it's like dog owners, whether you play the instrument you most resemble, but it took one look at...
Imagine if it was. What would you be? Something with lots of string because of all the hair. A harp.
Yeah.
If we stood your hair up on end, we could probably play you like a harp.
If you...
Whereas I, with my double chin, am a pair of bongos.
You do not have double chins.
Do if I do that, which makes a really good podcast.
Yeah, it does. I don't know, it's like, surely you'd be some sort of weird Gaelic instrument.
Yeah, this is true.
Oh my god, I've just realised, you said you'd turn me upside down and play me like a harp. A Jew's harp! Right, on that badly played note, it's time to introduce our guest this week. And she is someone who is well-versed in the world of music, whether it be as a producer or a presenter on amazing radio, a compiler of the chart for the BBC, or as an expert blogger on K-pop, J-pop, M-bop, theta-pop, and all things Nordic. She is also one of my oldest friends in the world. It is Danny Charlton.
Hello!
Hi. Are there any letters pop that you don't do? Is there a Z pop?
Well, there's not a country where there is countries to begin with, there, but I don't know what like Zimbabwean pop sounds like. So
it sounds like whatever Robert Mugabe tells it to sound like.
Not anymore, though. Hopefully,
no.
Well, I mean,
they broadened the horizons now.
Yeah,
although the guy's in charge's nickname is the alligator, or the crocodile, isn't it? So it's hardly exactly inspiring.
Really? So
confidence.
Elton John will be doing a tour of Zimbabwe soon, then.
Yeah, no, pop music's good. I like pop music.
Yeah, absolutely. So what, like, how do you end up getting into things as diverse as East Asian music and Nordic music?
Well, they're not that dissimilar. I mean, pop music is the universal language in many ways, but also if you're just kind of a nerd.
So, are you saying it's like you being completist? Because you're into music, you have to be into all of the music.
No, that's very much 100% not true. There is many genres of music which I can't stand.
Oh, what one? What's your least favourite?
Country Western.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, that's...
So not like Americana or American folk. So there's lots of stuff that sort of fits in that phase. It's pretty nice. But we're talking like Kenny Rogers.
Right.
And Garth Brooks. Like the really...
the most commercial country
awful,
and Western.
Toby Keithy, yeah. Like... a little bit racist, like incredibly sexist, all of that stuff.
Do you know what Garth Brooks is massive in Ireland?
I remember the Croke Park incident.
Yeah, he was booked to play Croke Park, the home of the GAA, the Gaelic Athletic Association in Ireland. There was a big outcry and they basically said they didn't get their licence, and then Garth wasn't coming, and there was basically like a sense of national hysteria over the fact that he wasn't going to be able to come. There were people ringing in phone lines on national radio and...
Ireland's a proper country.
I travelled to Dublin around about that time, and they had Garth Brooks merchandise for sale in the airport.
Yeah.
It was very funny.
Yeah.
But this is a country that idolises Daniel O'Donnell, so...
Hey.
He's got some really good knitwear.
Yeah, what his albums are released in?
that's a marketing thing that we should put to his people.
Yeah,
knitted LP.
Yeah, and then you
get a free jumper with the CD. Cliff Richard once released an album with a jigsaw puzzle.
Did he?
Yep.
What was the puzzle of?
Himself. It was just the album cover, but just it came with a jigsaw puzzle because he knows exactly
and
who's buying his records.
Inside the jigsaw of the album cover, there was another jigsaw that he put together. There was a smaller version of the album, and then...
It wasn't quite that complicated by now.
Oh, no, it should have been that there was a jigsaw puzzle of inside the Cliff Richards album, and you put it together, and it was the Shadows.
We are going to talk this week about the world's worst band names, but because, I mean, there are so many bands and so many genre of band that Dani has herself suggested some subcategories of bands, so we're each going to put up our candidates in those categories, and then at the very end, we'll pick the worst of the worst of the worst. And so, yeah, I imagine there's going to be... This is really going to test our tongue twister abilities, some of these.
Yes, they are.
Your very first category was, how do I pronounce this?
As a radio person, you sometimes receive these things, and written down, it's okay, but when you have to try and say it out loud, or imagine you need to go and try and ask for it in a shop,
yeah,
and then it doesn't work quite so well. I should probably point out before we start this that in many of the artists I'm about to slag off the names of, I actually genuinely really like, and they are very talented people.
Oh.
And this is not about like how bad the music is, although if it is bad, I'm definitely going to mention
it. No, if it's bad, it's sort of a bonus.
But many of these are people I really like, so it's nothing to do with that. But there are some really terrible band names in the universe, and as somebody who gets sent about sort of 500-600 new pieces of music every single week, I'm just really enjoying laughing at bad band names. So
go on then, Ben. Ben, what ones do you have for how do I pronounce this?
So I'm going to mention three. First of all is a band called Alt J, who are pretty well known. Now, firstly, Alt J on its own, pretty piss poor name. Alt J as a band, Reserve Team Radiohead. But the fact that their actual name is a triangle, because that's what you get when you press the buttons Alt J on a computer.
It's a capital delta, isn't it?
Oh, is that what it is?
It's just the delta symbol.
Well, in that case, you should call the band Delta in that case.
But yeah, so the thing about Alt J is that is their second wanky band name.
What was their first wanky band name?
Films.
F-I-L-M-S.
Just the word films. Try Googling films. So we got them uploaded like to AmazingTunes.com, which is where Amazing Radio sources all of its music. Plug. And they uploaded as films because that was the name they had. They were all still in university. And then realizing very quickly that if you have a song called Matilda and your band name is Films, people are not going to find what they want. They changed their name to the triangle symbol because they are art students.
Yeah.
and then somebody, when they finally got a record deal, said, no, we're going to change this to something else, and they called themselves Alt J. So yes, terrible.
Oh, rather than Delta. Yeah. Because if you Google Delta, you get airlines.
Exactly.
So they were in there.
And also, I smell a lawsuit.
Yeah.
I also found a band who they are known as Rituals, but with a Z.
Right.
But their sign is two crucifix signs within the middle, two little plus signs, one on top of each other.
That's how you pronounce it.
No, Rituals. That's, yeah, it's basically, you know, when you're trying to do footnotes in an old book and you have like an asterisk and then a crucifix, then a satanic crucifix, and then
it's a book with too many footnotes.
Yeah, exactly. And they are a part of a music scene called Witch House. And Witch House I've found described as emaciated white people re-embracing heroin chic and making dystopian rap instrumentals is an excuse for some very silly band names.
Yeah, Witch House seems to be one of the main offenders in this group.
Really is.
Witch House is basically white noise. I love it.
The other Witch House band that I found that I just could not stand with their name is a band called Ooh. But it's spelt lowercase O, uppercase O, lowercase O, uppercase O, uppercase O.
Okay.
Yep. How do I pronounce this? I mean, again, it works terribly well on the internet. It doesn't work so well when you have to say it on air.
Yeah, but I think I'm going to go for the most unpronounceable one, as my suggestion, is a band from Our Fair City, Newcastle.
Go on.
This is a band called Ungla Unl Rul Ch Ch Ch.
I have my pen in hand ready to write the name now. I have no idea why.
So they are a pair of, I don't know what to call it, metally grind darkcore gentlemen who, there's a live video of them online and it's 10 minutes long. And I scrolled 2 minutes long, 2 minutes long, 2 minutes long. And
they were still pronouncing their name.
Pretty much. Yeah. Only after you get 8.5 minutes into the video does the quality of the sound alter in any way above sludge. And it's basically a guy who looks like Neil from The Young Ones if he'd done a satanic ritual, and a man on keyboards who looks similar but wearing shit spikes sewn onto his uniform. So the combination of unpronounceable name and terrible music and awful aesthetic, they are my suggestion for that.
How that is that spelt?
Badly.
That's absolutely sensational.
Go on then, Danny. Who do you have for pronouncing?
Well, I should probably warn you that I've got like 6 pages of notes, but I'm going to start. We're going to stay in the Northeast to begin with. And these are friends of mine, so it's, you know, the name is pretty much a joke, but it's spelt K-H-U with an umlaut N-N-T, which is, of course, pronounced Kahunt. It's not. They're called cunt.
But they thought by spelling it differently that would fool people.
It's so that they can say what their band is called in front of their grandmother.
And the umlaut makes it look like it's classy.
Yeah, no, the umlaut is just for the lols. It's a very silly name and I really, really like it, but it's very stupid. Staying in metal, but how do I pronounce this? So the band Sun.
Oh, they're the ones with the O and the closed brackets.
That's all silent.
Yeah. It's got a silent O and 4 closed brackets.
Yeah. Spelled S-U-N-N-O brackets, 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 brackets.
Yeah.
But it's all of that stuff is silent. It's just, they're just called Sun. Of course they are.
Is it to represent like the rays of the sun?
They are punishing doom, so
no, probably not.
There is absolutely no light involved in that music. Yeah. In fact, they don't even, when they play live, they don't usually light the stage. It's normally just sort of shadow and swirling smoke. And they come on in robes. It's brilliant.
What kind of robes?
Just the robey kind of robes. You can't tell because of all the darkness and the swirling smoke. Yeah. I need to address the using a letter to represent a different letter, which does also sort of like fall under another category we're going to get to later on. But there's a band called Paris who spell their name with a V. So it's P-V-R-I-S.
I had no idea which letter was going to be replaced.
I'm guessing they're from the same brand as Church Virtues.
Virtues.
At least a U looks like a V.
And Deadmau5.
We're going to talk about Deadmau5 later on. But, like, how on earth am I supposed to work out that that is an upside down A? I really genuinely thought until about 6 months ago their name
it's
was
It's very
Tourist.
Confusing because, I mean, the letter, capital letter A looks like the Eiffel Tower as well. So if you're going with Paris, then leave the letter that looks like Paris's most famous symbol in it.
But their name is Paris and they are spelling it with a V. Right. And that brings me to the one I am going to nominate as the worst for how do I pronounce this. So the artist's name is along these lines. It's ZVCHVRIVH or Zachariah.
What?
Now, you're saying what? But as a gentleman of Gaelic descent whose middle name is pronounced Owen but spelt E-O-G-H rat's face exclamation mark hashtag A-N, you can't be getting that angry with this nonsense.
I mean, yeah,
yeah,
maybe.
But none of the letters in his name have been turned upside down to be read.
Yeah, that's true. Zachariah. I even feel dirty saying Zachariah.
It's Zachariah.
Right.
Except that all of the A's are V's and he spells his name in all caps to make it work.
Very good. I'd looked into Alt-J as well. I also looked at MGMT. Do you know that's shortened?
Is it shortened for management?
It is short for management.
Wankers. Colossal wankers.
Yeah, it's not a reference to, like, MDMA or something like that. No, it's just they called themselves Management and then there was a band called Management, so they had to shorten it. But don't call them Management. They want you to call them MGMT now.
But MGMT sounds so much cooler than Management.
I know.
Can you imagine all the poor fuckers going into work on the Monday morning and it's like, you've got a meeting with a management now. No, you've got a meeting with MGMT.
But my candidate is the band 0111111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111 0111
nailed it.
They're an Argentinian slash French band who claim to be from both Antarctica and Mars. Guess what, guys? They are also a death metal band. But the letters that those binary symbols spell out are O-V-N-I. Do you know what O-V-N-I is?
O-V-N-I. Is it an oven spelt badly?
It's actually pronounced Zachariah. No, it's an objet volant non identifié.
An unidentified object d'art.
An unidentified flying object in French. So it's the French equivalent of UFO. It's O-V-N-I.
Their name is UFO in French, but delivered via...
Binary.
There is not a circle of hell deep enough for these wankers.
I thought you might think that. Right, very good. Well, three strong candidates in that category. Next category. What does that even mean?
Yeah.
That was capitalised in your text to us. What does that even mean?
It's very important that you shout this.
Yeah. So I think that the obvious one to go for on this is Mott the Hoople.
I also have Mott the Hoople written down.
Mott the Hoople, it's a classic.
It is. Well, not least because there is not a band who have been luckier to know David Bowie. Obviously, if you don't know, Bowie wrote All the Young Dudes, which is an astonishingly brilliant song, and just went, it's not good enough for me. You guys have a career instead. Now, Mott the Hoople is from a novel released in the 60s about a gentleman called Mott, who was a hoople. What is a hoople, you ask?
That's one of the it's one of the most Googled what is the
really?
Questions about music, I think, yes.
Yeah, I imagine it is. Apparently, and this is quoting directly from one of the reviews, hooples, to clear this up right at the beginning, make the whole game possible. Christmas clubs especially, politics, advertising agencies, pay toilets, even popes and mystery novels.
It's sort of the man, the machine, the bureaucracy, all of that stuff. It's square. And someone said, "Oh, it's squares."
Yeah.
As opposed, and Mott isn't a square, but he turns into a square in the novel, I think.
Yeah, and the novel is it's now out of print, and it's a classic example of 60s literature of the counterculture trying to kick back against the man. But at the time, it might have felt right on, but now it is so cringy. It's like watching your dad smoke a wacky backy cigarette in a flowery shirt.
Do you know my favourite thing about Mott the Hoople, though?
Go on.
It wasn't their first name.
What was their first name?
Well, they called themselves at previous times Doc Thomas Group, Shakedown Sound, and immediately before they called themselves Mott the Hoople, they had called themselves Silence. But they thought that was too wacky for a band name, presumably.
Or not wacky enough.
They did it the wrong... Most bands, they'll come up with a terrible name and then go, no, we need to make ourselves more marketable, let's come up with a... It's like true. A more palatable name, and they've gone the opposite direction.
Also, I'd feel pretty angry if they went, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, we are Silence, and then started playing music.
It's spelt...
Yeah.
Nothing.
just, we are... Yep.
It has even less to it than the, doesn't it?
Yeah. It does. I could imagine Silence and the on the same bill.
Danny, is Marta Hoople your suggestion?
Yeah.
Excellent. Danny...
I have so many suggestions in this category. So, of the 80s, Duran Duran, what does it even mean? Kajagoogoo, what does it even mean? Chumbawamba are on here, what does it even mean? I'm just going to go down my list. You'll find that a lot of these are in alphabetical order because I compiled my notes by going through my iTunes library. I'm going to start with an absolute bastard of a one, Coldplay.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Well, they were going to be called something else as well.
It's probably
like
shit.
Sugar Rush or something. Might be misremembering that.
Coldplay. That was almost went in so boring it offends me because it does offend me for being dull, but it also has an absolutely no meaning whatsoever, so that pisses me off.
Yeah.
Babylon Zoo.
No, I'm gonna defend Babylon Zoo.
What, on what grounds?
Okay, well, I'm about to defend them and then prosecute them. So defending the name, so Babylon was sort of a catch-all phrase for being under the yoke of oppression.
Right.
So it is the Zoo of Babylon, so it's all oppressed people of worlds. The world is the Babylon Zoo. The thing that I'm going to then prosecute them with is that it was mostly black people who used Babylon as the idea of oppression, and Jazzman was very much a white person.
Oh, so white.
But what makeup he had. By the way, that interpretation of their name may well be Bobbins.
Wait, you back-splaining for them?
Are you telling me that the people behind Animal Army and Spaceman were not thinking about this really, really deeply?
Ladies and gents, that is the level of research Danny Cholton has. She knows two Babylon Zoo songs. She is one of only three people in the world to have that knowledge.
And
how many people are in Babylon Zoo?
Two.
Bark Bark Disco. Who are a band?
Bark Bark Disco.
They're a band from Malta.
Love it.
Bark Bark Disco.
I kind of love that.
I kind of love it, but it is stupid and it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. No, it's actually a band called Disco being introduced by the Swedish chef from the Muppets.
Or indeed
bark,
by a dog.
Yeah.
I hope they bring a dog with them to all performances to introduce them. Brand Van 3000. What is the Brand Van and why is there 3000? Why is there a van full of bran? I don't understand.
On its way to an old people's home.
Orchestral Manoeuvres in the Dark. OMD, of course.
Yeah, I prefer to think of them as Orchestral Manoeuvres in the Dark.
The Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra. Because,
good
of
Lord.
Course. And another local band to us, Ben, Milky Wimpshake. Which is so silly, I really
Milky
like. Milky Wimpshake.
Oh, Wimpy Milkshake.
Yes.
I just got it.
I don't know which one of these I hate the most, I'll be honest with you. I'm going to go with the bands that I probably hate the most as an existence, which is Kings of Leon.
Oh.
What does that mean?
Leon's
not a place,
No, Leon's their dad.
Is he?
Yeah, that was
the Kings of Leon, though.
No, you're right. It makes no sense, but they were...
Kids of Leon.
Yeah, Kids
was
of Leon.
Was it being misspelled?
Yeah, that's what it was. They were Kids of Leon, and then they took part in a monarchical system.
Sure.
Kings of Leon. And what happens when your sex is on fire? Do you call the sex brigade?
Yeah. Obviously, what is going to happen eventually is that the Kings of Leon will become the Republic of Leon. And then they'll be the Presidents of Leon.
Dictatorship of Leon.
Yeah.
When is the coup to overthrow the Kings of Leon? Is that when they all have kids?
No, the coup of the Support Act.
So they blend with one republic and Presidents of the United States of America.
Yes.
That is the worst supergroup in the history of America. Oh, God. We need to put something in place to stop happening.
I have written about Mott the Hoople as well. The sort of semi-contemporaries of them, I've gone with Procol Harum, who are the purveyors of whiter shade of pale.
Mm-hmm.
Procol means beyond or far away in Latin. And harem is the plural feminine genitive of the noun hick, meaning this or these. So it kind of roughly translates as of these things far away.
There's too much thought in that.
I mean, Whiter Shade of Pale is quite a dense song to try and to try and parse as well. But they've just made it even more difficult by calling themselves Procol Harum. So yeah, I'm going to go with bad Latin. Don't like bad Latin on this show.
Bad Latin is a solid band name.
You know what?
Yeah, I think they're on at the Old Blue Less next week. Which is the classic joke you can apply to almost any phrase.
Next category. The Black Abyss, colon, rock, metal, and all of Satan's favourite children. Along with Witch House, metal and all of that stuff is the most fertile hunting ground for these bad names.
Also, when we're doing this one, everybody has to announce the names in a metal voice.
Rock! Okay.
Try doing it off mic a little.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Gandalf's just walked in.
Look at me. I look like an excited Spaniel. I cannot do metal.
Well, you've got a lot of hair. That's the requirement to be in a metal band.
No, but it's got to be hair that goes down below the arse.
But no, you can still headbang with that.
I can, and have.
Whereas, like, you know, Barry has only got to go 2 inches of hair. He can't headbang with that. No one is going to get hit in the face with his hair.
I'm not going to introduce them like a metal band. I'm going to introduce them like a 1940s BBC announcer.
Please do.
Okay, fine enough.
Coming up next on the Light Programme, the Broken Penis Orchestra.
Oh, that's good.
Followed swiftly by Aborted Hitler's Cock.
They're my favourites.
Also on this programme later on are Dying Fetus, Diarrhea Planet, Cripple Bastards, Evil Edna's Horror Toilet, Penis Flytrap, and Kiss the Anus of a Black Cat.
Penis Flytrap is a brilliant name for a band.
Yeah, it's quite good.
So terrible.
Well, I think my favourite of those is Aborted Hitler Cock, because it not only does it have umlauts over both of the O's in the name, because you wouldn't be a metal band without having an umlaut in your name.
Of course
not. It also is like they've gone on to one of those find out your death metal band name websites, and it's just thrown 3 death metal words at you.
They've got some album names. I ain't gonna say 2 of them because they are too horrible, but one of them really made me giggle because it's called Erections at an Animal Autopsy.
One of the best things about doing the Radio 1 charts is I have to do the rock chart and some of the hilarious metal band names, and indeed absolutely hilarious metal artwork is among the highlights of every week.
I
have to censor the metal chart more than I have to censor anything else for like tits and gore. It's like, this is a man decapitating another man and then there's blood spurting all over the place. Can I put this on the BBC website? Probably not. Can I find the back cover? No.
What's stunning me with all the metal stuff we found is how endlessly inventive they are with imagery.
Yeah,
it's breathtaking.
There is no wrong answer. It's the ultimate yes and. Yes. Ultimate improv class.
That's what the 4/5 of them should have called themselves, yes and. And they'd have just riffed and jammed for 2 hours.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go for a band called Wasp.
That's quite mild by comparison.
Well, I expect it's an acronym.
Yes.
Does it stand for something awful?
No, you'd think it would, but it doesn't. So the members of the band were called Blackie Lawless, Rick Fox, Tony Richards and Randy Piper, who I imagine is banned from Glasgow for life. So basically, there were quite a lot of rock and metal bands in the 70s who liked acronyms. So there was like KISS. Do you know what KISS stands for?
Keeping it sincerely sincere.
No, that is the motto of Gene Simmons' film of Lawyers. But KISS stands for Knights in Satan's Service.
Oh, wow.
There's HIM, which is His Infernal Majesty.
Oh, nice.
But basically, Wasp...
We are some people.
Yeah, that, you are so goddamn close. Basically, the lead singer just wanted to have a word...
We are Satan's people or something.
No,
like
it's
that.
Not. He wanted to have a word that sounded really punchy, which Wasp does.
Yeah.
But he... never actually thought of an acronym. He was just like, but he wrote it as W.A.S.P. and all of their songs have dots in between. But eventually, when Presti said, it stands for We Ain't Sure, Pal.
so good. I
so
really like
because
that.
Of how utterly lame it is, I'm going for Wasp.
Such a shrug of a name.
Yeah.
So bad.
All right, Danny.
metal band names are just, they're so easy to spot. So if you know, it's like, what can we call ourselves? Blood Command! Sins of the Flesh! Cradle of Filth! Crucified Barbara for no reason.
What did Barbara do?
I know, poor Barbara. I hope Barbara's like, he's just really angry at his mom. Yeah. Flesh God Apocalypse. Yeah. Cadaver, but with a K. Because that's another good metal thing.
There's nothing wrong with that, but Cadaver with two more Ks at the start, and that's alarm bells.
Exactly. Storm Witch. It's like, I like storms. I like witches. Gonna call my band Storm Witch.
Nice.
Thy art is murder. Betraying the martyrs.
Is that on your list of band called Pigs, 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 Pigs?
Pigs, 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 Pigs. They're sort of like psych doom. They're really good.
But hang on, is there a verb to pig? That's not like the badgers, badgers, badger, badger, badgers, badgers, badger.
No, no, it's just the word pig seven times.
Okay.
And that is deliberate.
Right.
Their Twitter is @pigtimes7. They're really, very good. Another one of my...
Not to be confused with the band Pigs, 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 Pigs.
To the surprise of literally no one, members of Pigs, 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 Pigs are also in cunt.
I thought you were saying, to surprise no one, the member of Pigs, 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 Pigs are all Muslims and Jews.
Well, no. But some of these are just so terrible. But I think the one I want to go with, because of like terrible metalness, is Bleed From Within. It's just like, it's everything about
don't
metal.
We all bleed from within?
Exactly.
What's awful about that is it's trying to be really sinister. Exactly. And failing so badly.
It doesn't work.
Do you think
all.
It's a Google Translate of the word internal bleeding?
Oh, I didn't see where they were from. I just sort of basically looked at a metal label's website.
Yeah, I would just on there. Really like to see like a glitchcore band called Google Translate.
Is there something called glitchcore?
Yeah.
They would be sued.
Isn't he a boxer?
Very good. Very good.
I had aborted Hitler cock as well, funnily enough, Ben.
Yeah, there's a case of it going round.
I think I'm going to, because you didn't pick them, I'm going to name them with honourable mentions for my runners up: anal vomit.
Ooh.
And cock and ball torture. Yeah, but yeah, definitely aborted Hitler cock. Mainly for the umlauts. I'm all about the.
Because it's actually, isn't
umlauts.
It aborted Hitler kirk?
Aborted Hitler kirk.
Of course.
It's more of the Swedish chef again.
Naturally. Oh dear.
Very good. All right. That's that. Next one. Language barriers? Question mark.
Okay. Right. I've got two suggestions. The first one needs a bit of a run up. So my first suggestion is Ex Imperatus Urqueth Hezebib Siptu Gacath Sulweli Arzaxulum.
Oh, it's very cute. Ben has the word written out on his sheet with like lines separating the syllables.
That's the only way I could do it.
Oh man, I would definitely have filed under how do I say this.
they're the one that like, it starts out reasonably pronounceable and then it just breaks down. It starts off sort of vaguely Latin and then...
How many characters is that?
So many. So they're a band from Minsk in Belarus. As you say, Barry, it begins in Latin and then strikes out across paths including ancient Egyptian, Akkadian and Sumerian. And frankly, by the end of it, if you haven't summoned a demon of some case, I imagine you say it and then Peter Stringfellow just appears in leather. So, they are... They are obviously another death metal band, and they explain their name this way. It entirely reveals the unutterable name of the anti-universe.
Yeah.
When divided into fragments, it creates the magic spell of the formless lords of the prior darkness, said a man who deeply needed to get laid. But my suggestion for language barriers, we're going to go to your spiritual home. We're going to Japan. And we're going to Osaka. Tiny little island, Osaka?
No,
that's Okinawa, I'm thinking of.
It's a massive city in Kansai.
Yes, that's the one. And this is a band who, in Japanese, are called Obereta Ebi no Kenshi Hokokusoyu.
Sure.
Sure. Which translates as Autopsy Report of Drowned Shrimp.
They are...
Hang on.
Firstly, yes. Shrimp can't drown. Secondly,
who's conducting the autopsy? Is there a shrimp police? Is it Sharky and George? That's what I want to know.
Shrimp coroner.
Surely it's an octopus. They'd be the best in a theatre. Yeah. They are... I'm picking them partially because of the awful name, but also who they are and what they do. They're a seven-member experimental jazz funk band, alarm bells, alarm bells, who dress up in giant shrimp masks with light-up eyes and play long drony drum sessions.
I love Japan.
Their leader, who seems to be known as Boss Shrimp.
That sounds about right.
Plays something
like Boss Hog.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, not Coaster.
And he plays an upright bass mounted on a tripod.
Right.
And basically, that's all we know about them, because everything else that's written about them is written in Japanese. The music... it's been best reviewed and described as the sort of terrifying music you'd find in an 18 certificate anime cartoon after the animators have taken too much LSD.
Yeah.
So for the whole shebang together, I'm going to pick Autopsy Report of Drowned Shrimp in Japanese.
Very good. All right, Danny.
Well, Japan is really good at making, or even just like the Far East in general is really good at like putting random English words together and that being a band name.
Mm.
So from Korea, we have things like Instant Romantic Floor and School Food Punishment. But Japan,
do you think Romantic Floor sounds like it should be heartbreak, doesn't it?
Instant Romantic Floor.
Yeah.
Just like, what does that mean? But yeah, Headphones President, another great one. My Little Airport. I suppose it does make sense. But they're from China. Very good. Midnight Pumpkin.
Nice. I quite like that.
But that's all one word, you should know.
Right.
The Rodeo Carburetor. Just a series of words put together. They don't mean a lot when they're next to each other. High and Mighty Colour.
Are these all foreign bands?
These are almost all Japanese.
None.
99 Radio Service.
Oh.
Sure. Doers Infinity. Just do as
do
infinity.
Do as infinity.
Yep.
That sounds like something you would see on a poster of like a cat hanging off a branch.
It's very sort of like a phrase that the Japanese think means something in English, but actually doesn't. There's a Spanish band called Love of Lesbian.
Oh, nice.
Which I don't know if that's a language barrier or if they just really love lesbians. There's an artist called DX Pasta.
DX Pasta?
DX Pasta. No idea. I think they're a DJ.
Nice.
The one I'm going to go for, though...
He's a DJ called DX.
DX Blaster.
He's failed at the second letter of his name.
Exactly. Is an extremely successful band in Japan called Bump of Chicken.
How? Like, when you say extremely successful,
they've sold millions of records. They are really, really huge in Japan. They've been going for about 25, 30 years.
If they were a band in the UK, who would they be comparable to?
Oh, I don't know. They're sort of like... sort of soft rock.
Right.
But they still do really quite well. No.
Yeah, something.
No, that's probably about right. Somebody like U2.
Nice. Okay.
But still, yeah, Bump of Chicken.
I like Bump of Chicken. It seems like when the chicken dance, that's the move, is the Bump of Chicken.
But they're a serious band. They're not like, you know, they're not
that's the problem. Yeah, they're not meant to sound like a novelty name.
There is no one in the band called Boss Prawn.
Very good. I looked up A-ha.
Mm-hmm.
The reason they call themselves A-ha is that one of the members of the band, Pal Waktar, thought of it as the name for a song, and Morten Harkett, who's the lead singer, saw that word A-ha written down. That sounds like a good name for a band. Why don't we call ourselves that? And they did some research and discovered that around the world, the sound A-ha is a way we say I see, or a sound of recognition. So they learned something that we all go, A-ha.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought, when they see our name, they'll go, A-ha.
Well, all humans make that noise.
It's quite, I think, in the English-speaking world.
No, but in most languages, that's what that sort of A-ha means. Uh-huh. Like, I think I read that before, but mostly because I stalk Morten Harkett, and he's still in my top five for being an absolute babe.
Yeah, oh, beautiful. Even when he's just in sketch.
No, but like, now. He's 900 years old and I still love
him. But I've gone with a band who I saw you had written down in the previous category, actually. The band Therapy?
Terrible.
From Northern Ireland, metal band. And the reason that you know why they're called Therapy? As a band name origin story, this is pretty good. In the late 80s, they were sending out lots of cassettes with demos on to record companies to try and get noticed. And Andy Kearns, who was writing the names down, started writing on the left of the spine of the cassettes when he was writing the name down. But when he got to the end of the word therapy, realised it wasn't really justified. There was sort of an empty space on the right-hand side of the spine of the cassette. So he just thought, well, I'll just add in a question mark at the end of all of these, so then it'll now look justified.
What a remarkable creative process that
Isn't
man
it?
Has.
Yeah, he thought, oh, he made a mistake. Yeah, you know, they all, some of the greatest things have been invented by mistakes.
Yeah.
It's not always just the greatest things, is
no,
it?
No, it's not exactly Johnny Greenwood sometimes accidentally knocking his guitar before the chorus of Creep, is it?
Yeah. No, sometimes things are just mistakes.
Yeah.
Such as all of the music of Therapy.
Hi there. Did you know that nice used to mean stupid? Or that heckling used to be an important trade in Scottish port cities? Or that the connection between a fallen tree and important pieces of narrative exposition in Star Trek can be found on the open ocean way back in the Age of Sail? If you like language and learning nerdy bits of trivia behind everyday words, come along and join us at Lexitecture, a brand new podcast all about word origins and histories. Find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching Lexitecture, L-E-X-I-T-E-C-T-U-R-E, on our website at lexitecture.com, and anywhere you get your podcasts.
Next category, Lil Bo and her hip hop peeps with a Z.
Excellent. Just my three favourite rapper names that I found: Roscoe P. Goldchain.
No,
that's amazing.
Nipsey Hussle and Gucci Mane.
Well, no, Gucci Mane is good.
Mane's very successful.
Yeah, he's quite up there.
Absolutely terrible name.
Even I've heard of Gucci Mane.
There's actually a song about Gucci Mane that's doing rounds at the moment.
Really? I've literally never heard of Gucci Mane, so actually, I know you're a Liverpool fan. It could be Gucci Mane.
It could be, yes.
Yeah, and he could be a Senegalese or a hip hop artist. I'm torn between three. There are the Teabag Boys with a Z, who clearly were not aware of the sexual practice connected to their name before they named it. Innocent young folk. Snoop Dogg had a rap collective called Nine Inch Dicks.
Spelled with
What's
he did?
Don't you think it's a bit on the nose, Snoop?
What, on the
well,
wet nose?
Well, it might be when it's erect.
That's it. Before the gig, they were just known as three-inch dicks.
Yeah.
But I mean, that one got such a reaction, I may have to go for it. But
they have to set a temperature in the recording studios. It can't be too cold.
Well, their support act is the Fluffers. But I also found a band called Poe White Trash and the Trailer Park Symphony.
That's the winner.
Okay, oh. That one.
Poe White Trash and the Trailer Park. I still can't quite get over 9-inch dicks.
So clipping that.
Danny.
Oh, I didn't really have that many for this category because I thought Ben would be able to bring his own game. So I've got Lil Yachty, which is a terrible name.
Friend of the show.
Yes.
Lil Yachty. Lil Yachty's had a shout out on this programme before.
Yes.
But it's just awful. Nelly is not a rapper name.
No, it's not.
And yet, Nelly.
Not on your Nelly.
Nelly is like a dog or a sheep or something like that.
What's ever happened to Nelly? Is he still a going concern?
I think he must be around somewhere.
I think it got too hot in here for him. And he eventually...
The 9-inch dicks arrived and they needed to turn the temperature up.
Oh, but the one I'm going to go for is N-Dubs, just for being a terrible name.
Are they from Northwest... London?
I think so, yeah.
NW is the postcode.
I don't know, but even if it is, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Quite
unlikable people as well.
Remembering that one of the members is called Dappy.
Yeah. And yet does not dress in a dapper way at all.
No.
Sadly. Brilliant artist.
Okay.
Childish Gambino.
Yep.
quite a good name, actually. I really like the name Childish Gambino.
Yep.
Donald Glover can do no wrong. Mm-hmm. As someone who does not care for rap music or R&B, I actually like This Is America. He's managed to make me listen to some. However, when you find out how he came up with the name Childish Gambino, that might upset you. Because he just went on a Find Your Wu-Tang Name website, put in his name, and it spewed out the words Childish Gambino.
I love that. That makes me want it more.
Yeah.
Is it, though? But yes. Should you be making commercial decisions based on quizzes in the back of magazines, which is essentially...
I feel like Donald Glover has, like, knows that he can back it up.
Yes, maybe so.
No, this is how good Donald Glover is. When he inputs his name into a random hip-hop name generator, the algorithm goes, well, you're Donald Glover. You're getting a good one.
Yeah, you're getting the one good one we're going to see you yeah.
That's amazing. I love that as an origin story. Yeah. That makes me like it more. Yeah. Also, Donald is not a great hip-hop
name. No, it's not. Donald Glover definitely sounds like he should work in accounts.
Ja Rule's real name is Jeffrey Atkins.
Yeah. Oh, if we're doing real names with people, Elton John is Reg Dwight.
I know, but like, as rapper names go, Ja Rule is better than Jeffrey Atkins.
Yeah. Next category. I am so cute, /clever, /subversive, /funny, aka please love me.
Okay, so first of all, I am aware of bands that have named themselves Free Beer and Plus Support.
Nice.
There's also at least two bands called Various Artists.
Well played.
Of course.
I can't decide whether I love this name or hate this name, but there's a band that might still be going called Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na Aykroyd.
They are not still going, I'm sorry to say.
So did I pronounce it correctly?
Yeah, Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na Aykroyd.
Cool.
I really love that.
They were great. They were a really good band as well.
Yeah, there's a band who got a shout out on Wayne's World. Wayne's World, when it was a TV show before it became a film,
yeah.
They wanted to find bands that sound most like the male sex organ. Yeah. At the near the top.
Did they see the penis?
No, they did. I don't know.
Penis weren't around yet. Yeah.
There's a singer called CC Peniston.
Isn't the writer of A Monster Calls called Patrick Ness? So his initial is P. Ness.
You're right, he is.
I believe it's pronounced Peniston.
You're right, because there's a wee little Yorkshire town called Peniston. And every time I drive through it, I have a little giggle.
Also, that was a really big hit that she had. So
was it?
CC Peniston did a song called Finally. It was in, like, the early 90s.
Oh, it's in Finally
It Happened To.
Yep. Everyone in
That's
their own key.
That's not
Leave us alone, Pierre. Leave us alone, yeah. There's also a band called Toad the Wet Sprocket, which is from a Monty Python sketch.
Oh, yeah.
Originally.
That's good.
But I'm going to go for... Well, oh, yeah, one other little band. I couldn't find much about them, but there's a band called Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin.
Yep. They're on my list as well, and yeah. They're actually a really good band that I like a lot.
Good Lord, really? There's also a band called We've Got a Fuzz Box and We're Going to Use It.
Yeah.
But the band I'm going to pick is... It's not a band. It is... one of the tweest solo singers in the world who ruined so many stages at music festivals I went to about 10 years ago. Because you'd be like, this band's great, this band's great, this band's great. Oh, and then there's Get Cape, Wear Cape, Fly. And then another band. He was a human man made of cardigans.
Right.
And
did he even bother to wear a cape?
No, he's not.
For fuck's sake.
I have never watched an artist on stage more than like when I've been in the audience and thought, I just want to bully you.
I'm sure somebody beat you to it.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
Danny.
Yeah, I've got a lot here. I'm going to try and get through as many as I can. I had Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin, which is a terrible name for a band, but are actually a really good band. Natalie Portman's Shaved Head.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that was good.
A lot of the clubs are in this. So Bombay Bicycle Club, New Young Pony Club. What were the other ones?
Two Door Cinema Club,
Tokyo Police Club.
I read the origin of Two Door Cinema Club's name.
I don't care what it is.
it's quite funny because it indicates the level of intelligence of one of the band members. He lived in a town where they had a Tudor cinema and he mispronounced it constantly.
Oh my God. That is
Two Door Cinema.
The band has no name.
That's the name of that. No,
that's what,
yeah.
Oh, you're so clever. God. I can't believe Ben didn't shout out to the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band.
Oh, yeah.
It's a wonderful name. And a great band.
So terrible, but yeah. Calvin, Don't Jump.
Is that a Calvin Hobbes reference?
I don't know, but that's not a band name.
No.
It's a very silly band name. Cassio Tone for the Painfully Alone.
That's really good.
They're actually really fantastic.
Yeah.
Cats and Cats and Cats.
On the same band as Pigs, 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 Pigs.
Exactly. Caw, spelled C-A-W exclamation point.
Like the sound a crow makes.
Like the sound a crow makes. And along those lines...
Did they want to call themselves crows?
You don't know, but they also, along those lines as well. Snakes!
If you put all of these animal band names together, you'd have a hell of a Noah's Ark.
Oh, I don't want to be on that, though. But if we're talking animals, we have a band called the Llama Farmers. Mid-90s indie rock.
I really enjoy that.
I really enjoy it as well, but it's still terrible. Something so terrible about Llama Farmers as a band name. Mm. Goo Goo Dolls. Half man, half biscuit.
Do you want to know what their original name was?
I don't think it's going to be very good.
You're going to find out. They were called the Sex Maggots.
Oh, no. Goes in the final
for
bag,
a song eh? Who best known for Iris, which was quite a 90s flame song, torch song sort of thing.
It's a solid rock ballad.
Yeah. I think they probably did well to ditch the name Sex Maggots before they went with that.
Yeah, really do. Clap your hands, say yeah.
Oh, I forgot about them.
DJ Scotch Egg. Which is terrible, but I love it. Flowers from the man who shot your cousin.
I quite like that.
Yeah. The history of apple pie.
A book, not a band.
Human, don't be angry. I've got a series of bands with I who start with, and they're all terrible. I am David Sparkle.
Right.
I do not love. I heart Hiroshima.
Oh, yeah.
I like where I live. Yeah. I was a Cub Scout.
Nice.
I was a teenage Satan worshipper.
They were both best friends as kids.
I'm from Barcelona. They were from Stockholm.
They were massive Fawlty Towers fans, though.
Johnny hates jazz. They're so subversive, Johnny. There's nothing wrong with jazz.
Yeah.
Keep Shelley in Athens. They're from Athens, but none of them are called Shelley.
Are they from Athens, Georgia?
No, they're from Athens, Greece.
Athens, Greece, all right.
Low, 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 la, 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 love, love, love.
Okay, let's stop.
Oh, just silly. Mexican kids at home.
Were they from Mexico?
I know.
Mexico, they never toured.
My panda shall fly. Who's a DJ and very good.
Hung out with Get Cape Where Cape Fly.
Yeah, oh. The Seedy Seeds. Mm. Oh, it's so terrible. Suburban kids with biblical names. The suicide of Western culture.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
Yeah. My winner for this is Water Borders, spelled B-O-R-D-E-R-S.
Oh, right. So
we're so subversive.
I see.
Water Borders.
We're
spelled our name a little bit differently, but we're making a political situation out of it. It's it's terrible. Also, wanted to mention King Biscuit Time. Which is a brilliant name for an artist.
That's the
solo project of Steve Mason from the Beat Band.
Oh, nice.
Very briefly. I think he only released like maybe one or two EPs under that name before he started making records as his own name.
Yeah.
And then you've got Uela Swimming Pool, which is a terrible name for a band, but they had a really tragic end, so I'm not going to give them that. Yeah.
I looked into Pink Floyd. Went through quite a lot of band names before they hit on Pink Floyd,
which is not a great name.
Yeah, some of their were really clever names that they had were Sigma Six, Megadeths, the Screaming Abdabs, Leonard's Lodgers, the Spectrum Five, and T-Set.
T-Set.
Can you imagine listening to T-Set's The Wall?
Can you imagine listening to the Screaming Abdabs Dark Side of the Moon?
Yeah. Leonard's Lodgers, though, what a band.
Pearl Jam called themselves Mookie Blaylock after their favourite basketball player before he brought legal action against them and made them change it.
Good, well done.
And duos, their original names. Do you know who Tom and Jerry are better known as?
Is it Sam and Dave?
Nope.
Is it...
Big duo, this.
Simon and Garfunkel.
That's the ones, yes. And Caesar and Cleo, the other big...
Sonny and Cher.
That's Sonny and Cher, yeah. But my suggestion for I Am So Clever is the Beatles, guys.
Oh, that's strong.
Yeah. Do you know why they call themselves the Beatles?
Of course I know why they're called the Beatles, Barry.
Because you're such a nerd about it.
Yes.
They wanted to call themselves... They sort the crickets. They've gone and named themselves after an insect, and we can do it as a tribute to them, but it's going to be a pun because we're changing the spelling because it's like a beat, like a musical beat. Ah, the 60s humour.
Well, it's also because they were a beat group that was a whole genre of music as well.
Yeah.
Good. Well done on getting that out of your system. We are not selecting that one, obviously.
Well, I guess who's judging this show?
Don't make me... We're all judging this show, Barry. Don't make me turn this podcast around.
Our final category
Yeah, there's a lot of really unpleasant names here.
We're going back into the metal territory.
We are. Well, not immediately. First, we're going to Christian rock. So Creed.
Chris Rock.
Creed, another awful band, who had a lead singer whose singing style can be best described as Goose, who's had his foot stood on. Before they were known as Creed, they were going to be known as Naked Toddler. And yeah, the lead singer thought it was really cool and edgy and would get them really well noticed. And obviously, lots and lots of fans and band members and producers and anyone with half a brain went, no, that is going to get you in lots of trouble. Similar bad taste name from a band who I really love, who did like a part of the swing revival in America at the start of the 1990s, the Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, with every further angle that you look at it from.
It's not good.
Yeah, which made me think of another band who, very similar genre, whose music I love, is the Squirrel Nut Zippers. That should be a... Yeah.
Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Yeah. That's definitely in this category.
Tremendous band, but... Ugh. Right. We're now into the world of metal and experimental music. There's an Austrian band called Vaginal Penetration of an Amelus with a Musty Carrot.
Of a what-mus?
A-M-E-L-U-S.
Right.
Is that a part of your lady's nunu that I don't know about?
It's a pretty obscure one that I don't know about either.
They, obviously, horrible name, but we've had a number of horrible names, but they get extra points because the band members are called Wolfgang Ott, Werner Kniesek, Franz Stockreiter, and Max Guffler. Seems innocuous, except they are all the names of infamous Austrian serial killers. And if you are going to have a band where the band members are named after famous Austrian serial killers and one of them isn't called Adolf Hitler, then you've done it wrong.
That's so bad.
Next up, the Baboon Torture Division.
I quite like that.
I quite like it as well.
I want Rowan Atkinson to be the lead singer.
Yeah. So he is a bass playing, gas mask wearing humanoid.
Oh, no, turned off it now.
There we are. He is occasionally joined on stage and in videos by Ronald McDonald, Ronald Reagan, and a guy in a cartoon bear suit.
Called Ronald?
Not called Ronald.
That's so upsetting.
That we know of.
Some of his albums are nuts. He did a 44-minute send-up of 80s hip-hop called The Breakdance Sesh, a pseudo 8-bit album called Digital Masturbation and Digital Masturbation 2. But I will give it to...
How far apart were they released?
8 minutes.
What was the recovery time?
There are great title tracks on Digital Masturbation. Fuck Pizza Hut. Bowser is too easy to kill. And possibly my favourite name for a song ever. The last thing you'd want to hear if you were jacking off your father whilst he watched the Sylvester Stallone wrist wrestling movie.
Oh, God.
What?
Who knows? Who knows? But my suggestion for... one of the creepiest names of a band, particularly because of what the music they make, is the Aesthetic Meat Front. Now, the Aesthetic Meat Front... Aesthetic. They stand for, in their own band's manifesto, and if you're a band that have got a manifesto, get immediately in the sea. They stand for a ritual against human devolution. And what that essentially means is they come up with arty and creative ways to do horrible things to themselves in public. What does that really mean? Turning themselves into human instruments. This includes homemade EEG machines to turn brainwaves into sound, using hooks and needles to wire the performers to various sound-generating devices, then yanking the performers' flesh and seeing what kind of wacky noises they can generate.
No.
Inserting a microphone under the skin.
No.
And creating a human harp by piercing someone's back with a bunch of wires, pulling them taut, and then playing them.
It's like the Blood Eagle.
It is exactly like the Blood Eagle, doing the harp. They also have something called the Vaginal Scissor Dance, but I stopped looking after I read that.
Yeah.
Things not to Google.
Yes, absolutely. And last of all, they've got a special edition, if you want to listen to it, guys, of something called the Embalmer Tapes, made entirely from an unauthorised audio recording of an embalming session.
No.
So, with these guys, name plus music, the Aesthetic Meat Front.
Yeah, okay, good. Oh, Danny.
Okay, I haven't got that many in this category because one of the things I'm going to read out is literally 3.5 lines long. So, foot hair. Really gross. Just foot hair.
As someone who is partly hobbity, Ben takes offence to that.
I know, but like, as a part of body that you like. Still though, sexy kids.
No,
no,
no.
Just no, really no. This name has always felt a little bit gross. I don't even know if it means anything, but tampasm.
Oh,
there's something about it.
It doesn't even mean anything. When we've gone.
Just saying it, just like tampasm. Teeth. Just a bit ew. Pungent stench.
Yeah.
I've got to admire them using two proper icky words there.
Yeah. But like proper, you would see them in a Victorian novel words as well. Yeah.
The winner though is acidic vaginal liquid explosion generated by mass amounts of filthy fecal fisting and sadistic septic syphilic sodomy inside the infected muggin infested womb of a molested nun dying under the roof of a burning church whilst a priest watches and ejaculates in immense perverse pleasure over his first fresh fetus.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner of the entire episode.
I mean, really, that needs to be read with the music by Gilbert and Sullivan in the background. It's a, it's a proper patter song name, that one, isn't it?
That is, they're a band from South America. I don't think we need to know what they sound like.
No, and I think, Barry, I think you might be right. I don't think we need
that
to...
That seems to fall under pretty much every category. That you can't guess my influences. Well, you know what? I can't. Language barriers, probably. Yeah.
What
does it even mean?
Yeah, not a clue there.
Well, we know exactly what it means. It means there was a perverted priest.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to having to type out the entire band name when we're tagging this episode on SoundCloud.
Yeah, we don't need a textual analysis of that band name. Yeah.
No, we do not.
There was me with my going to suggest the band Hole.
Still pretty gross.
You brought a knife to a nuclear weapons fight.
I really did. Very good. Well, I think overall, let us declare. Hang on, I need a run up. Acidic vaginal liquid explosion generated by mass amounts of filthy fecal fisting and sadistic septic syphilic sodomy inside the infected maggot-infested wound of a molested nun dying under the roof of a burning church while a priest watches and ejaculates in immense perverse pleasure over his first fresh fetus. Saying, try that, Mary Poppins.
But it is really quite atrocious.
Before we go, I've got to give you some of the world's worst news of the week, and that comes from the German news agency DPA. It comes from the town of Berchtesgaden, a town in the Bavarian Alps, who are creating 200 new plots in their picturesque 17th century graveyard. But the demand for the plots is so high that they're having to hold a lottery for the places in the graveyard. They've had 280 applicants for the 200 spots, which definitely means, guys, people are dying to get in.
Oh.
That was just for that bit of news. You're all sorry. Hang on, you didn't have this reaction to her fucking band name. Before we go, Danny, where can people find out more about you and your work?
Just follow me on Twitter at @DANI_Charlton, as in Bobby and Jackie.
Very good. But never Jack. And do you do this chart show every Sunday still?
I'm compiling
their charts?
All I do is I load pictures into a website. That's not particularly exciting, but that happens every Friday because the charts are on a Friday now, Barry.
I will give a wee shout out for something Danny's on. Danny recently did a similar podcast to me, which is the 3-Track podcast with former guest Gabriel Abulu. I did episode 57 and he did episode 59.
I know.
Completely unbeknownst to each other. So do listen to Danny's episode because it's absolutely belting.
Very good.
Yeah, listen to my programme, 1 o'clock on amazingradio.com, every Saturday.
Well, we're all off to our book club, where this week's books are Mott the Hoople and the novel which inspired acidic vaginal liquid explosion generated by, you get the idea. Tune in next week to Worstwood Forward. Goodbye.
Hello podcast listeners, this is Ben just checking in to say hello. You may notice a couple of things. Firstly, I'm on my own. It's because Barry is at home trying to write 58 pages of a play script. You may also notice that I'm being very quiet and maybe the sound quality is not as good. That's because I am currently not allowed under the duvet, which is my homemade recording studio, and that my tiny son is asleep in the next room and I don't want to wake him. So, to business. Just a couple of things. Firstly, to say thank you to our latest Patreon supporter, Nella Seddon, also known as Dr. Pingosaurus on Twitter. I had a lovely little chat with her on there where she said, here's the episode I want you to do, World's Worst Scientific Fraud. I said, give us $5 a month and I will get on it. She did. And I'm currently doing my very best to track down the author Ben Goldacre, because that is his area of expertise. I'll do my best to get him, or failing that, someone very, very near to that. I'm also hunting down a variety of very exciting guests for some of the other requests that we've had. So listen, guys, whether this is the first episode you've listened to or the 79th, we'd be delighted if you could support us on Patreon. We only ask you to support us if you are able to. If you're not able to, have the podcasts for free. But if you reckon, you know what, I reckon I can chuck these guys a pint or two a month, that would be amazing. That'll mean we can create extra content. We have just finished recording our first extra content episode and we're hoping to release it in the next week or two. It'll help us to spend more time to write drafts of a book of this that we hope to release, and also to take part in various comedy and podcast festivals over the coming months. So like I said, if you're in the mood, feeling generous, want to become patrons of the arts, head to www.patreon.com/worstfootforward and you can donate to us there. As ever, you know, the other important prayers to send up the podcast to heaven: give us a follow on @worstfoot, become our friend on Facebook, worstfootforward, recommend us to a friend, steal a friend's phone, hit the subscribe button and download it to their phone there. And do not forget to give us a 5-star review on Stitcher, iTunes, or any pod app of your choice. As you can hear, I'm really tired because of my tiny child, and also because I have research to do for 4 podcasts coming up. We're doing recording 4 in the next 2 days, including World's Worst Dance, World's Worst Fictional Children's Character, and World's Worst Prank. We're going to have all those, plus some of your very excellent suggestions, all coming soon. Right, I'm clearly off to change a nappy now.
Worst Foot Forward is part of Podnose, the UK's leading independent entertainment podcasting network. For episode archives of Worst Foot Forward, and all of the shows on the network, visit us at www.podnose.com. You can also follow us on Twitter via @podnose or send us an email via admin@podnose.com.